The 1950s TV series The Texan immortalized the character of Wild Bill Longley as a law-abiding gunslinger, but the real Longley was a feared outlaw and murderer. Television's tendency to mythologize his life was preceded by confusion surrounding the circumstances of his death. But last week at the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of Natural History, scientists announced they had solved the 123-year-old mystery. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
Wild Bill Longley was said to have been hanged 3 times. His reputation for noose-slipping, like other romanticized elements of his life, is anecdotal. Wild Bill's final hanging in Giddings, Texas, was reportedly witnessed by 4,000 people. But some claim the outlaw still managed to escape, dying years later as a respected Louisiana businessman.
Old legends die hard, and this is certainly the case here.
Forensic anthropologist Douglas Owsley is part of the Smithsonian team that debunked the myth about a coffin full of rocks buried in Wild Bill's place back in 1878. Anthropologists, geologists, and DNA experts worked for 15 years to find Wild Bill's unmarked grave in Giddings and determine if the remains belonged to the infamous desperado. The quest was instigated by people claiming kinship to Wild Bill. Dr. Owsley.
As recently as 1987, a relative of Longley built a gallows and donned a homemade crafted harness and hanged himself in Giddings and lived to prove that Bill could have pulled off this feat.
That's one way a legend endures. Family stories help, too. Michael Reese is another of Wild Bill's descendants.
I saw him as a hero. It was the wild frontier, and when a man's honor was challenged, he was expected to defend himself.
But history is less generous to Wild Bill, who terrorized post-Civil War Texas from the time he could hold a gun.
Longley ambushed and shotgunned the Reverend Roland Lay while he was milking a cow. The reason for this was the Reverend had butted into his business by recommending that Bill stay away from his first love interest, who was a daughter of Lay's neighbor. Accounts say that Bill Longley was responsible for the deaths of 32 men, and for that era, most outrageously, also a woman.
The woman may have been a freed slave, a group of people Longley frequently targeted and attacked. Dr. Douglas Owsley.
Bill grew up in a very turbulent era, and it is true that he is credited with killing a number of black men. In the same sense, he's also credited with killing a number of whites. Certainly, in trying to do this work, we're not trying to immortalize him in any way. We're trying to answer a very specific question as to what happened to him.
Not everyone is convinced that Wild Bill even deserves that. Todd Christetter is a history professor at Texas Christian University.
Maybe what we can come away with is a reassessment of what we're perpetuating about our history and why we're doing it. And maybe we ought to look back and say, Bill Longley, good riddance. Goodbye.
But David Hans believes Wild Bill should not be forgotten. Hans is a fifth-generation cousin of Longley.
He made a lot of mistakes. You know, I think he was a bad man, and I think that he regretted a lot of the things that he did.
Wild Bill didn't seem too contrite during his last days in jail. He spent his time writing letters to newspapers, bragging about his deeds and building his own legend. Wild Bill Longley did indeed die the last time he was hanged for his crimes. He was 27 years old, approximately. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.